Last time we started discussing the Mishnah that Beis and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hashutfim shirotzu lasas mechitza b'chotzer bonin es hakosel be'emtza. Shutfim warotzu, we have a rotzen, some kind of a rotzen, then we force them to build a kosel. What does the rotzen mean? So we said the Gemara has two different lashonas. The other rotzu means that they want to build a kosel, that without the rotzen to actually build a kosel, hezekriya is lav shmei hezek. We don't assume that hezekriya is a significant enough hezek to demand the building of a wall. So if rotzu lasos mechitza, if they want to make a guda, they want to make a kosel, so then there's a minigah medina, there's a way to do it, and we can force them to build the kosel in the way that's customary in that particular place. The second lashon is that rotzu means that they agree to make the chalukah, that there's an ukimta in the Mishnah. We're not talking about a chotzer sheyesh bo din chalukah, that there's enough to demand splitting up the chotzer. Right? If there's more than dalad amas lezer, dalad amas lezer, if they want to stay as shutfim, they want to leave the property, let's say the property is, I don't know, 1,000 square feet. It's a big property, but they want to have the chotzer b'shutfim, so they can do that. But if one of them wants to divide up the chotzer, so then he can demand a chalukah. He can demand that they divide up the chotzer. But we're talking about a different situation. We're talking about that it's ein bodin chalukah. There is no dalet amas lezer, dalet amas lezer. So that's why they have to be rotzu lasos chalukah. Rotzu lasos chalukah, then automatically there's a chiyuv to build a kosel. They can force each other. Why? Because hezekriya is shmei hezek, according to the second lashon. So if you're talking about a large chotzer, that they can demand the chalukah. So once they demand the chalukah, right, they can demand the chalukah. Once they demand the chalukah, they have different parts of the property. Then they can demand the kosel as well. But here they have to be rotzu to make the chalukah in order to put on them the chiyuv to build the kosel. We started discussing the issue that some of the mafreshim have. What's the din if they don't own the chotzer equally? They don't have equal portions. Let's say one has 60%, the other is 40%, 75%, 25%. It's not shava b'shava. What's the din? So we mentioned that the Yad Ramah says that even if they don't own the chotzer equally, 75% to 25%, they still are cholkin b'shava, meaning they have to build the wall equally. Right? They give equal amounts for the costs of the wall, both in terms of the material, in terms of location, in terms of the makom of the kol. So that's the Ramah's shita. The Rashash disagrees. The Rashash claims that govin lefi mamon. If they own the chotzer equally, so then they divide the cost of the wall. But if they don't own the chotzer equally, so then govin lefi mamon. If one owns 60%, then he has to give 60% of the wall. And if he owns 75%, he gives 75% of the wall. That's the Rashash. Rashi, we said, some amadaik from Rashi, like the Ramah, the Rashi holds that that they're always cholek b'shavim. The yisod of Rashi be'emtza is not be'emtza of the chotzer, because even if it's not be'emtza of the chotzer, even if they own different percentages of the chotzer, they're not going to build the kosel be'emtza. Nevertheless, they're going to be cholek b'shava. So that sounds like the Rama against the Rashash. The Rashash brings a riot to his shita from the Mishnah Daf Zayin. Mishnah Daf Zayin is talking about chotzer and ir, kofen es be'ha chotzer, livnos be'shar v'deles, be'ha ir, kofen es be'ha ir, livnos Chomod l'sayim bariach. We're different tikkuni achotze that we can force the bnei achotze, the bnei ha'ir, to contribute towards. Says the Rashash, we know that the Beishar is coming for Hezekriya. How does he know the Beishar is coming for Hezekriya? Some of the Achronim say it's a Gemara. The Gemara Beis HaMebeis, for those who learned some of the Gemaras ahead, the Gemara Beis HaMebeis has a discussion back and forth whether Hezekriya Shmei Hezek or not. One of the riyas the Gemara gives is from this case of Kofin b'nei ha'ir, Kofin also livnos b'shar v'delis l'chotzen, Shema mina hezek riya, Shmei hezek. So Rashi there explains, what's the riyah? So he gives the definition that I told you last time, that beis shar is shebonim kosel negen ashar ogol soviv, osim ba'oso hekev pesach kotem min atzami shem hezek riya, os b'nei risha sarabim shlo yiru toch ha'chotzen. They make the entrance way to the chotzer in a little bit of a, not a straight way. It's like out of the way, so that the Bnei Rishon Sarab will not be able to look into the chotzer. It's clear that we're assuming Beishar, even if there is an element of security there, but there's more of an element of Hezekriya. That's the yisod. That's the goal. So says the Rashash. Well, think about it. If that Mishnah is talking about Kofen Livnos Beishar, and that's a Hezekriya issue, and the Gemara says that Govin Lefi Mamon in that situation, So in our Mishnah too, we're talking about Hezekiah. According to the Lishna Basra, Hezekiah Shmei Hezek. We passing like the Lishna Basra. All the Rishonim, the Rambam, and Tosis, and the Russian, all the Rishonim seem to passing that Hezekiah is a Hezek. So then what should emerge is that we should be Govim, Lefim Mamam. And that's what the Rashaj said. In fact, Taka true, that even if they, that if they own the Chatzer with certain percentages, it's not an equal ownership of 50-50, but it's 60-40, 75-25, then each one has to give his percentage of ownership in the Chatzer towards the Kosa. Govin Lefim Mamon, he says. Chara the Rashash is a good point. No. Chara the Rashash is a good point. If that Mishnah of Zion is Toma Hezekiah, and our Mishnah is Toma Hezekiah, there is Govin Lefim Mamon. Gemara says Beferish, so here it should be Govin Lefim Mamon as well. What's the Ramah talking about? The Ramah says over here, we're not Govin Lefim Mamon. The Ramah agrees that there we're Govin Lefim Mamon. That's the Gemara. The Ramah says, but over here, we're not going to be Govin Lefim Mamon. Why? What's the difference? What's the difference between the two cases? Help me now. What's the difference between them? They're both Hezekiah, let's say. Right? That's what the Gemara and Beis and Beis assume. So what's the chiddush between the two cases? Anyone? Tugin.
I have a question.
A question. Could we first answer this question, then I'll address your question? Anyone? I can't see. Eitan, is that you? Yeah.
The part you have Hezekiah between the two different people. In
okay.
The case of the Shar, in the case of the ear, we have Hezekiah from other people.
Oh, exactly. Very good. Eitan says, the chiddush is, who's the mazik? In our case, on the Beis Amid Aleph, the Mazik, the Mazikim, are the Bnei Hech, are the Shutfim. The Shutfim, one to the other. Reuven to Shimon. Reuven to Shimon. When we say that you have a Chiyuv to build a Kosel, you got to build a Kosel, presumably, Ala Mazik Laharchik Esatz, well, the Mazik has to be Marchik himself from the Nezek that he's causing. So in our Mishnah, since Reuven is Mazik Shimon, Shimon is Mazik Reuven, they each have a chiyuv to be marchik from each other. But who's the Mazik in the Mishnah and Dav Zayin? The Bnei Rishus HaRavim are the Mazik. Kofen also livnos Beishar. We can be kofen the Bnei Chatzer to build a Beishar to protect from Hezekiah, not from each other, from the Bnei Rishus HaRavim. So who's building the wall exactly? Ala Mazik Laharchik Esas, or what? The Bnei Rishus HaRavim are building the wall? No. They don't know the Chatzah. So who's building the wall? Not the Mazik, the Nizik. Why? What kind of a Chiyuv is that? That's not a Chiyuv of Alha Mazik Laharchak Esash. Well, they're not Mazik. The Bnei Rishus HaRavim are being Mazik. What is the Chiyuv of the Bnei HaChatzah? To build the wall, or to build a Beishar in the Mishnah Dav Zayin. What's the Chiyuv formulated for me? Yaakov.
It's a neighborly Chiyuv.
A neighborly Chiyuv. Good, good. Good. Another phrase, right? It's midine, midine what? Midine. It's not because of the iser mazik. What is it midine? Midine shutfin really. Midine shut. Midine bnei hachatzim. Midine. It's part of tikkunei hachatzim. It's a tzorach of the chatzim. People who are shutfim in the chatzim, they have to build this wall. Not because they're being mazik each other. It's not because of an iser mazik. It is because of a hezek, but not because of an iser mazik. It's not their hezek, it's the Bnei Rishus HaRavim who are being mazik them. So what they really have to do, what their chiyuv is not a chiyuv midin isa mazik. It's a chiyuv midin eshutfim. It's a chiyuv midin tikune hachotzer. It's a totally different chiyuv. Even though the generator, if you will, seems to be the same, it really isn't. It starts with hezek ria, but that's not the generator, that's not the mechai. The mechayev for each of the shutfim and the chatzer to contribute to the wall is the shutfis, the chiyuv of shutfim of bnei chatzer to provide for the tzarchei chatzer. So how should they have to provide? 50-50? They all should be equal? What do you think? Now it's much more mistaber what the Gemara is saying, right? How do they provide for that chiyuv mamon? It's not a din iser. It's not a din iser. It's a chiyuv mamon. It's not a din iser, it's a chi of mamon. Yeah, let's get this on the board. Writing on the board. I haven't done this in a year. One reason to build a kosel is harchakas nezakin. Minoa iser mazik. Prevent the Issa Mazik. Ala Mazik Laharchik Es Atzmo. This is a din iser. It's really the din iser that's generating. The din iser is mechayev. What's the mechayev? The din iser. But there could be another mechayev for the kosel, and that's midinei shutim. Lishalem tikune hachot, sarche hachotze, let's say. Sarche hachotze. This is not a din iser. The mechayev is not a din iser over here. The mechayev is a chiyuv mamon. It's a monetary obligation that each one of the shutim and the chatzer has that they have to provide for the tzarchei chatzer. It's not a din iser. Yeah, it's generated originally from a hezekri. The hezekri is from the bnei shesarab, not from the bnei chatzer. So it's a chiyuv mamon, it's not a din iser, it's a totally different type of chiyuv. So of course, govin lefi mamon. Right? Govin lefi mamon. The Yad Ramah would say that the Mishnah Daf Zayin is the second type of chiyuv, and that's why govin lefi mamon. Mishnah Daf Beis is the first type of chiyuv. They're mazik each other. You're always govin b'shaven, no matter what the ownership in the field is. This is how the Ramah would distinguish between the two cases. And this is what the Nesiva says. He doesn't quote the Ramah, but he says, he makes this chiluk exactly. He makes this chiluk exactly. Where's the Nesivas? The first Nesivas of the year. A lot of Ktos and Nesivas on Bava Basra. Can't move without the Ktos and Nesivas. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? Choshe Mishpat and Simen Kuf Samar Chalav quotes the Halacha. B'nei Ha'ir Kofen Zeh Yaseh Livnos Delos U'Beishar L'Chotzen. Okay. And then in Halacha Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kishar Govin Dvar Me'elu Govin L'fi Hamomen. Govin L'fi Hamomen. Says the Nesivas, V'after Beishar Hu Mishum Hezekriya, even though Beishar is Mishum Ezekriya, Kemavur Bava Basu Dav Beza Mebez. That's the Raya from Beza Mebez and Bava Basu. The Mochiach Mikan Dezekriya Shmei Hezek. U Besimen Kofen and Zayin Siv Gimel Mavur Dlein Hezekriya Filu Yesh Lecha Pishnayim Denosim Beshove. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simen Kofen and Zayin Siv Gimel like the Yad Ramah. Right? The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Ramah that even if one of them owns Pishnayim, Bechor, Poshet, nevertheless they give Bishoveh for Hezekriya. Mashva duha dinim yesh la'echad mamon ha'abedim yikamakam lasam Bishoveh. Yesh lomar deshayni hosam de ha'hezek hume echad l'chaveira. The Hezek is from one to the other. Zeh lo zeh. There's an Isser Mazik. The wall is coming to take away that Isser Mazik. It's a din iser that we're talking about. It's a din iser that's mechayev the binyan akosa. The kol echot shemazik olav ve'al hamazik laharchek etzatzma. The mazik has to be marchek himself. We're going to see it's a machlokas tanoim, whether the mazik has to be marchek, the nizik has to be marchek. But everyone admits that if the mazik is mazik actively, he's throwing arrows into his other, into his friend's field. He's putting a fire in his friend's field. He's throwing water onto his friend's field, destroying the grass and the shrubs, etc. Of course he has to pay. That's no... And he has to be marchek. He has to prevent the koach hamazik, whether he's doing the hezek, his animals are doing the hezek, his fire is doing the hezek. Of course he has to be marchek. If the mazik is actually going into the field of the other guy, of course he has to be marchek. No question about it. Here, his eyes are going into someone else's field, so of course he has to be marchek. No question. What does it matter that one of them owns 75%, the other one owns 25%? What's the koach hamazik? His eyes. So Reuven has eyes and Shimon has eyes. They're mazik each other equally. Okay, so Reuven is looking at more property than Shimon. But they still mazik each other in the same way. So they mazik each other in the same way, then they're cholik b'shaveh. Then they have to divide the course of the kosel b'shaveh. By the Mishnah Daf Zayin, the Nezik is coming from the Bnei Rishis Arabim. Lakach Mishu Nizik Yoser Tzorach Liten Yoser. Because the Nezik is coming from the others, from the outside. So therefore, the person who owns more property in the chatzer has to pay more for the Beis Shaar. Why? Because the answer is the Mechayev is not the Dine Issa. The Mechayev is a Chiyuv Mamon. The Mechayev is Dine Shutfim, that you have to provide for the Tzarchei HaChatzer. Just like you provide for garbage collection and you provide for every other Tzarch of the Chatzer, you got to provide for the Beis Shaar. And the way that we divide that, the equitable, the halachic way to divide that, is Govin Lefi Mamon. And not in every circumstance would Govin Lefi Mamon. Right? Sometimes you would imagine that it should be B'Shaar, but in many circumstances, you know, in our communities as well, you pay taxes based on what? Equal? It's not equal. There is an equal part to it, but you also pay Lefi Mamon. Right? Lefi Bat. The property taxes are based on what the property is worth. Govin Lefi Mamon. Same thing over here. Govin Lefi Mamon. Because if the Mechayev is the Tikkun HaChatzer, the Tzarchei HaChatzer, it's a Chiyuv Mamon, it's not a Din Iser. So therefore, it's a function of the ownership, the percentage ownership that each one has. And that's really what the Ramah himself says. Right? When Ramah wants to explain why are we cholik as a kosel b'shal, why does each one have to give the same amount? What does he say? He harps on this. That the Mechayev there is Hezekriah. And the Hezekriah is equal, he says, right? The Hezekriah is equal. Keva the Tarvaya b'hai Hezekah ke'adodi ninu, the Tarvaya mazki ahadodi. Since it's all equal, the Hezek is equal, so then they have to contribute in an equal fashion. But in the Beis Shaar, it's not the same. It's not the same. We're talking about Tzarchei HaChatzer. So if it's Tzarchei HaChatzer, then they have to divide according to the percentage of the ownership. That's the Ramah. So now that we've explained the Ramah, what's the problem? Rashash. Right, so we've explained the Ramah well. What's Rashash going to say to that? It's taka good svar. The chilek's obvious. Rashash pulled the wool over our eyes. The Rashash says, look at the Mishnah Dav Zayin. There, Beis Shaar is a Hezekriah issue. Dav Bey is according to Lishna Basra that we paskin like. The Kosan Dav Bey is also a Hezekriah issue. Hezekriah. It's there, it's Lefi Mamon. Here, it should be Lefi Mamon also. It shouldn't be B'Shavim. What's he talking about? The Hezekriah is different. Who's being Mazik? Right? There it's a question of Tzarchei HaChatzer, Midine Shutfim. Here it's a question of Isser Mazik. It's totally different. What's the Rashash talking about? The Rashash equates the two. The Mishnah Dav Zayin, the Mishnah on Dav Beis. How can he equate the two? Isn't it obvious? Isn't the Chilek of the Nesivos obvious? So the answer might be that the Rashash really is teaching us a fundamental yesod about our Mishnah. What is that? What is the Mechayev of building the Kosel by Chotzer HaShufa? What really is that Mechayev? They say in the yeshivas, there are many, this is Alman Meltzer has this in his Sefer on the Rambam, and a number of other Rosh Yeshivas, Mechabim, have the different nuschos of this yesod, but the yesod is the same. What is the Mechayev of Binyan HaKosel in our Mishnah? So first glance, you'd say, HaChokas Nezakim. HaChokas Nezakim. We have many other cases of this type of Chiyuv in the second parak. Read Mishnah after Mishnah in the second parak. It talks about HaChokas Nezakim in the whole parak. Take the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph there in the second parak. Lo yachbar adam bar samach lebar shel chaveru v'lo shiach v'lo ma'ara v'lo amas hamayim v'lo nevreches kofsim. You're not allowed to dig a pit next to the pit of your friend, a longer pit, a smaller pit, all different kinds of things. Amas hamayim is a water channel. Nevreches kofsim is a laundry place where you're going to put laundry and chemicals and whatnot over there. Elam ken hirchik mikosel chaveru shlosh etvachim esad besid. You gotta be marchik mikosel chaveru from the wall of the bar of your friend. Shlosha tfachim, first of all, you need three tfachim there. The sub is in, you have to put plaster. Meaning you have to protect in such a way that your bar, that your nevrechas kovsim, that your bar, that your amasamayim is not going to do damage to someone else's bar. The Mishnah, later on, and Avchafa Medbeis, Lo yamid adam taner besoch habayis elam ken yesh al gabav gov arba amos. Can't put a taner, you can't put your oven on the first floor, unless you have a gova dalad amas above it. You don't want to burn out the guy above you. The smoke, you'll smoke him out. You'll the heat, the fire. Got to make a separation. Hayam amido ba'aliyah. Let's say you're putting the tanner in the upper story. Tzarech she'tachto maziva shloshet tefachim ubekira tefach. You have to make sure that there's a plaster underneath you of shloshet tefachim to protect from the guy in the bias. And with a kira, there's a little bit less hevel. Kira is one place for the kira is where you put the kedera, you put the pot on top, not as hot as a tanur. So there a tefach is enough. A different shiurim for a tanur, for a kira, but you have to make a separation. Hachokas nezokin, you got to be marchik the dover hamazik mechavero ala mazik laharchik esatzmo. And the Mishnah gives you a shear as to how much you have to be marchik to ensure that you're not going to be mazik your friend. The Mishnah daf chavav amir aleph also lo yita adam ilan samak l'stei chavero elam ken hirchak mimenu arba amos echa gefonim ve'echa kol ilan. You're planting a tree next to Stei Chavero, on the border with Stei Chavero, you got to be Marchik Dalet Amos. Explains Rashi, because the plowshare needs a room of Dalet Amos to maneuver. And if you're not Marchik Dalet Amos, then your plow is going to go into the field of your friend. It'll damage the field. Could have other things in his field. He has tevul in the field or something. You can't just do what you want. You have to be Marchik, the Dover Amazik, from your friend. Harchokas Nezokin is the name of the game in Perek Beis. And presumably, that's what our Mishnah is talking about. They're just different cases. The poshup shot is that the mechayev of the building of the kosel b'chatzar shudfin is because of harchokas nezakin. You have to be marchik, the davar mazik, ala mazik laharchik asatzma. And according to this approach, the simple approach in our Mishnah, what is the Gemara telling us? Lefi the lishna baser, the lashon that we pass him like, that hezek riyah shmei hezek. Hezek riyah shmei hezek. That means that if your eyes are going to be mazik someone else, then you have to be marchik that dover amazik. There's a din iser over here. It's also lahazik es chavera. Bein be'esh, bein be'adayin, bein be'ayin. Hezek riyah is a hezek ayin. Ayin hara, or simply preventing him from doing tashmish and tznuim. You got to be marchik that mazik. That's why you have to build the kosa. There's a real iser mazik, a regular iser mazik, just a different form. All these different Hezekim are different. Right? You have an Amas Amayim, the Berach HaSakosim, you have an Elon, you have a Tana, all different Dvarim HaMazikim. This is not Mamon HaMazik, where your property is going to be Mazik. This is Adam HaMazik, that you yourself are going to be Mazik. Not be a Dayim, not that you're going to beat someone up, or you're going to be Mazik, be a Dayim, but rather with your eye, you're going to be Mazik someone else. This is one way to look at the Chiyuv of the Kosa. But the other way to look at it is that maybe the Chiyuv that stems from Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek is not an Issa Mazik. Of course it's also to be Mazik your friend with Hezek Riyah, but who's to say that the Chiyuv Kosel, the Chiyuv to build a Kosel, is to be Monea, to prevent an Issa Mazik? What do I mean? Does the Issa Mazik really apply over here? In the cases in the Mishnayos in the second parak, if you're not marchik appropriately, your dover hamazik willy nilly is going to do hezek to your friend. If you're not marchik the vreches kofsim, the three tvachim, whatever shear the Mishnah gives, so then it's going to soften the kosel of the bor of shel chavera. That's the whole point. He has a bor and you have a bor, but if you do things in your bor, if your bor is too close to his bor, so then it's going to soften the walls and then his bor might collapse. The dover hamazik is there. And you have to be marchik, because if not, it's going to cause hazard. If you're not marchik the tanner appropriately, you're going to burn out the house of your friend. It's just natural. That's the purpose of that shir harchokas, to keep the dover hamazik away. The dover hamazik is going to be there. If you're not marchik the ilan dalet amas from stei chavero, your machresha is going to go into stei chavero. The dover hamazik is going to go there. But in the case of chotzer hashutvim, Is it a sure thing that the Davar Mazik is going to go? What's the Davar Mazik here? It's Adam HaMazik, that one Shutuf is going to see the private affairs of the other Shutuf. Is it a Davar Pashut that Hezek is going to take place? The answer is no. Why not? But he's there, right? What's the answer? The answer is he doesn't have... Yes?
It's automatically taken away when you put the
Akiva Gluck?
It's
Yeah. Okay.
It's automatically taken away when you put the wall.
No, but before you put the wall. Do I have to put the wall there because of an Issa Mazik? Because willy-nilly, there is going to be a Davar Mazik that's going to be Mazik the other guy? The answer is no. The Shudduf can say, I don't want to put the wall. I don't want to contribute to this wall. I won't come out when you're there. I won't see anything. He could say, lo estaka, I just won't look at you. You see, in the cases in the second parak, if you're not marked appropriately, the Davar Mazik is built into the circumstance. But here, the Davar Mazik is not necessarily built in. You can say, I'm not going to be Mazik you. I don't want to contribute to the wall, but I'm not going to be Mazik you. What's more? Yes, question, Ephraim?
Can you really expect that you're never going to go out and he's there? And like, something might come up, and then you'll see him, and then you'll be Mazik. No?
Again, if the Chiyuv, if what generates my obligation to give towards the wall is because I'm going to be Mazik you, and there's an Issa for me to be Mazik you, so without giving to the wall, I know that I'm going to be Mazik. Is that true? It's not true. So why should I have to give? Am I giving because of an Issa Mazik? But I could say I'm not going to be Mazik. Benny?
Can't I just choose not to use the oven in the same way that I can use the pistol outside?
No, but I can say that I will. That if I see you coming out, I'll go away. I see you coming out with a basket of laundry, I'll go away. I won't be there when you. I'll use my chutzah, but when you're there, I'm not going to be there.
So what's the difference?
If you're not going to use the tana, so what are you putting? You're basically not putting the tana. If you put the whole mission is saying, if you put the tana, you have to make a separation. So if you put the davar hamazik there, then of course you have to be marked appropriately because the davar hamazik is there. If you don't use the tana, it's like the tana is not there, right? If you buy the tana, but it's in the packaging. Because you're not sure if you want to return it, and Amazon might not allow you to get it. Right? So if the packaging is still on, it's not. In fact, it's not there. One more, Daniel.
I'm not sure if this is classified as a subject of Nezikim, but it could just be the concern that when, even if you're never going to come out, the fact that you might come out, he doesn't know that you might come out. But that concern isn't enough to force the wall.
I hear you, but again. Do I have to contribute? If the mechayev is al hamazik laharchik esatzmo. I have a chiv as a mazik. Am I a mazik? In our case, I can suggest I'm not a mazik.
I'm
not being mazik you.
I'm causing you to be.
No, because you're looking at it from the perspective that if the other guy can't use his field because he's afraid I'm going to come out, that's called a hezek.
Yes.
Right. But we saw some of the Rishonim was saying that might not be the issue, right? Even if he can't use his whole chutzen, right? Even if he can't use his whole chutzen, that's not necessarily called a hezek. Right? If there's a part of the chetzer that he still can use, b'tznius, then the fact that he can't use the other part of the chetzer might not necessarily be called a hezek. So it's not so much that I can't use the chetzer, it's that your mamish is going to be mazik me, but I can say I don't want to contribute to the wall because the hezek is not guaranteed. I can say that I won't look at you. That's point number one. Point number two, maybe we can't define the shutfim as mazikim because they're not really Mazik b'chotze chavero. They're not in the other one's rishus. All of the dinim of the second parakah ala mazik laharchik as atzmo is if you're not marchik, so then your eish is doing hezek in someone else's rishus. Your machresha, your plow is going to do hezek in someone else's rishus. Your nevreches kovsim, etc., is going to soften the wall of the bar that's in someone else's rishus. You're entering into someone else's property. The mazik is entering into someone else's property. But what could the shutuf say over here? I'm mazik you? What am I doing? I'm mazik you? I'm using my chatzah. I'm mishtamesh b'shali. I'm just using my own chatzah. Maybe that's not called a mazik b'chlau. Who says that's called a mazik? A mazik means if I enter into your property. Am I entering into your property? I know you're going to say my eyes are entering into your property. But really, I'm just using my own property. I mean, yeah, if I go into the property bedafka to look at you, so then I'm not mishtamish bishli. But if I'm using my own property for my own purposes and I happen to see you, maybe we shouldn't define that as a mazik bichlal. Not because I could say I won't look at you. Maybe that's not a good taina. Maybe the first taina is not a good taina that I won't look at you. But the real taina is that you're not entering into someone else's property. You're just doing you're minding your own business. But b'derech agav, someone is going to be nizik. Maybe taka, that's not That's not enough of a hezek to be mechayev a mazik laharchek es atzma. So why do they have to make the kosel? What are they making the kosel for? What do you think they're making the kosel for? Help me now. What could be the reason that there's a chiyah to make the kosel? If it's not a din iser, if it's not because of mazik, because either he can say I won't be mazik you, or he can say that even if my eyes are being mazik you, but I'm mishtamish b'shali, I'm not called a mazik, I'm called someone who's using his own property. I'm living here. So if he's not called a mazik, and the rule of harchakas nizakan doesn't apply, so why should they have to make the kosel? What do you think? Akiva, I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Joe
Barron, yes.
The responsibility of the Niza.
I'm sorry?
The responsibility of the Niza.
Okay, I hear you, but I'm looking for something else. What's another reason? Shmuel.
Dinei Mamonos.
Dinei Mamonos, what kind of Dinei Mamonos?
Dinei Ashutfim.
Dinei Ashutfim, of course, Gvalb. Dinei Ashutfim, right? Is it a tzorach of the chotzer? That's really what Joe was saying. I'm just formulating it differently. It's a tzorach of the chotzer. The Chachamim looked at it as a tzorach of the chotzer, even though technically, lomdish, right? Halachically, we can't define. Maybe we can't define them him as a mazik. The din of a mazik laharchik esatzu might not apply over here. But is it a tzorach of the chotzer? Of course, it's a tzorach of the chotzer because they're not going to be able to use the chotzer properly. So maybe midine hashutfim, the chachamim were misaken, that there's a chiyuv to build a kosel over here. When the Gemara says hezek riyashmei hezek, it's not saying this is like just it's a new brand of mazik and ala mazik laharchik esatzu. So the regular dinim of harchakas nizaken apply over here too. No, maybe not. As we described, maybe it's not the same as the second parent. Maybe it's not the same as the second parent. So those rules shouldn't apply over here. So why do you build a kosel? You build a kosel because Chazal say hezek riyashmei hezek. That means that even if dine mazik in the classical sense don't apply to hezek riyah, but because hezek riyashmei hezek, it's a tzorach of the chatzah. If hezek riyah were lavshmei hezek, it would not be considered a tzorach of the chatzah. Maybe that's the machlokas, the two lashonos. Not whether hezek riyah is considered a davar mazik as well, and the old rules of harchakas nizikin apply here as well or not. That's not the shaila. Harchakas nizikin doesn't apply here. There's no din iser over here, maybe, because he's not a classical mazik. But the shaila in the Gemara is whether hezek riyah is considered a tzorech hachatzim. So according to the second lashon, hezek riyah shmei hezek, the chachamim evaluated that hezek riyah is considered a tzorech hachatzah. And if it's a tzorech hachatzah, then midine hashutfim the chayev to build a kosel. It's a chi of mamon. It's not a din iser. It's a chi of mamon. It's not a din iser. And it's not so strange to assume that maybe the chi of to build a kosel by the chatzah hashutfim is the chi of mamon midine hashutfim because it's tzorech hachatzah, not hachakas nezakin. Why? I'll bring you two proofs. Where's this Mishnah? The Mishnah's in the first parak. It's not in the second parak. You know, they could have made the two parakim, they could have put the two parakim together. They kind of separated them. Because maybe it's a different halacha. Harchakas Nezokin is in the second parak. Our parak is talking about Dinei Shutfim. Dinei Shutfim. How do I know our parak is talking about Dinei Shutfim? Which Mishnah is talking about Dinei Shutfim for sure?
First one.
Which Mishnah is talking about Dinei Shutfim for sure?
Second.
Yes, it's the second. The second Mishnah is talking about Dinei Shutfim. Of course. So the second Mishnah is talking about Dinei Shutfim. Why should the first Mishnah be talking about Dinei Shutfim? Chachokas Nezokas for the second parak. Who says we're dealing with that over here? We're talking about Dinei Shutfim. Hezek Riyah is a different concept. It's not a din mazik. They call it hezek riyah, but again, hezek riyah shmei hezek might not be a statement that tells us it's the same as other dinei nezokin that there's a chiyav to be mar ala mazik laharchik es atzma. No, hezek riyah shmei hezek just means that it's a tzorech of the chatzim. So midinei hashufim, there's now a chiyav mamon to build the kosel. There's a chiyuv mamo to take care of the tzarche hachotzer. That's why this halacha is in the first parak with dinei shutfim, like the Mishnah Daf Zayin, Beis, Zayin, same parak, same topic. Just different halachas, but the same topic. The second parak is all about harchakas nezakin. That's one raya. What's another raya? What does our Mishnah talk about? How do we build a wall? How? Three words. How do we build a wall? What's the rule? Look at the Mishnah. What's the rule? Kafi minagam adina. Hakol. What is that? Hakol? Hakol kin minagam adina. Hakol kin minagam adina. You follow the custom? If this is a din, harchakas nezakin, to take away a mazik, what's minagam adina have to do with this? Get rid of your mazik. Give me the shear that I have to do. Minigam Medina? What's Minigam Medina? Whatever works to get rid of the mazik should be enough. Why does Minigam Medina play a role? Oh, but if we assume that the chiyav to build the coastal chatzar shutfim is midina shutfis, to take care of the tzorche hachatzar, so how do you define what's called the tzorche hachatzar? How do you define the proper way to take care of tzorche hachatzar? That's Minigam Medina, Minigam Shutfim, in this place, what they do. What do people normally do? Do they pay for garbage collection? Do they do it themselves? That's Minigam Medina. To be Marchik a Nezek, to be Marchik a Dovra a Mazik, you have to have a shear. Either the Mazik goes away, it doesn't go away. What I need a Gvil, a Gozis, a Kfisim, Levainim, what a Hoots, a Vidafna, whatever type of wool. What does it matter? The Mazik is away. Minigam Medina plays a role much more if you're talking Medina Shutfis. Not midin harchakas nezakin. So it could be that the mechayiv of the kosel in our Mishnah, even though we think at first glance it's about harchakas nezakin, it might not be harchakas nezakin. Maybe the shufin can say, I'm not going to be mazik you. One shufin can say, I'm not going to look at you, I'll make sure that I'm never there. Or he'll say, I'm bishtamish b'sheli, I'm minding my own business. I'm not a mazik b'chlal. Why should you be mechayiv me to remove my hezek? Oh, but the Chachamim saw that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, it's significant enough that it's a tzorach of the Chotzer. It's a tzorach of the Chotzer. Midine Shutfim, Chazal instituted that yes, you can be Mechai of the other person to build a Kosel. Midine Shutfim. It could be that's what the Rashash is involved. The Rashash put the Mishnah on Dav Beis with the Mishnah on Dav Zayin. He says, look, if the Mishnah on Dav Zayin is talking about Hezek Riyah, and it says Govin Lefi, Lefi Mamon, So to over here, this is Hezek Riyah. He doesn't even mention Hezek Riyah so much there. He just says that you know, the Bnei HaChatzar are a chayev to build something on Daf Zayin, and the Bnei HaChatzar are a chayev to build on Daf Beis. Let's see what his Loshon is. I don't want to fool you. Let's see what the Rashash says. L'chora ha'chanami, l'chora ha'yanira d'zeh, eino elak shehokem, shoven, ak shechilek, echo godo mechavero, Period. He doesn't say anything about Hezek Riyah. I put that into his words. I said, there is Hezek Riyah, here is Hezek Riyah, here is Hezek Riyah, there is Hezek Riyah, everywhere Hezek Riyah. Right? That's not what the Rashash says. Rashash says, look at the Mishnah Daf Zayin. Talks about Govan Lefi Mamon, but they shire of Bnei Chatzar. Our Mishnah talks about Kosel Ashutzen in the Chatzin. If Govan Lefi Mamon there, we should be Govan Lefi Mamon over here too. What's Rashash saying? He's saying, I know that the Chiyuv there is not a Harchakas Nezakin Chiyuv. It's a Dine Shutfis. It's a Chiyuv Mamon for Shutfim. It's not Harchakas Nezakin because it's the Bnei Rishus Arabim that are being Mazik. It's not the Bnei Achatzer being Mazik each other. So it must be a chiyuv on the Bnei HaChatzer, mitzad the fact that they're shutfim, they have to provide for the tzarchei HaChatzer. That's what the chiyuv Beishar is. That's what the chiyuv to contribute for the Beishar is all about. It says the Rashash, implies the Rashash beneath the lines, beneath, you know, in between the lines. He's saying, and isn't that the same thing on Daf Beis? Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek doesn't mean ala mazik l'archek es atzmo. You're a mazik, midin isser, you have to be marchek. It's not midin isser. It's not archokas nezokin, Dr. Rashash. The chiyav on Daf Beis is also midin shutfim. So if it's also midin shutfim, how should we divide the expenses of the kosa? How should we divide it? Should we divide it b'shaveh? Shaveh b'shaveh? No. Divide it l'fi mamon. Go over l'fi mamon, just like on Daf Zayin. Because the Rashash says it's mamish nezel bazach. It's the same mechayev. The mechayev is dina shutfin, to provide for the tzarche achatzer. It's not a chokas nezokin. Not on daf zayin and not on daf beis. Zayin not there and zayin not there. Neither place. They're both midine shutfin. So if they're both midine shutfin, then it makes perfect sense. They're golden lefi moment. This could be the pshat in the Rashash. So just to finish off over here, for the Rashash, well, I think we have the math quiz first. Right? The Rashash says, there is no chiyav archakas nezikin over here. Rashash says that both the Mishnah on Daf Beis and the Mishnah on Daf Zayin, Zayin on the Beis, they're both Govin Lefi Mamon, because they're both Midinei Shutfin. The Midinei Shutfin to pay for the Tzarchei Achotzer, it's a Chi of Mamon, it's not a Din Issa. Chi of Mamon, not a Din Issa. Put this in your back pocket. We're going to be referencing this quite a bit over the next few days. It's not midin iser, it's a chi of mamon. It's a chi of mamon. So if it's a chi of mamon to provide for the tzarchei hachotzer, govin lefi mamon. We collect based on the ownership, based on the percentage ownership that you have. The responsibilities of the chotzer fall on the bnei chotzer. So depending on how much you own in the chotzer, that determines what your responsibilities are. So just like they determine that you give to the Beis Shaar based on your ownership, so too they determine on that base that you give to the Kosel HaChotzer based on your ownership in the Chotzer. Questions?
Yes. Is it possible also to say that the Rosh Hashanah holds the same Mishnah of Archotas Nezikim, and that the whole root of Dine Shutfin really is Archotas Nezikim, looking at the Hezek Liyaz real Hezek?
Is it a chi of mamon or is it an isser mazik? If what's mechayev is the din isser, then it should be shalav b'shalav because the isser is the same. That's the problem we're dealing with. I have to extricate the Rashash from that approach. Right? We have to explain the Rashash by saying that it's not a din isser. So that's why I want to suggest that maybe he's following this particular mahalat that some of the Rosh Yeshivas have. They're not explaining the Rashash per se, but maybe he follows that approach. Okay? Question, yeah. Gabriel.
The idea of Tzarchei Achatzer, what makes something, why is that something that people have a chiyuv to take care of?
Well, if it's Minhag HaMedina that in Chatzeros, Shutfin do a certain thing to provide for the Chatzer, so that's the Minhag HaMedina. Minhag HaMedina determines that these are your chiyuv. You want to. Sometimes it's a function of if you enter into the Chatzer after everyone else was in the Chatzer, then of course you have to take on all the responsibilities that everyone else had. But let's say we start fresh. So sometimes Minhag HaMedina determines that that's the normal way. Unless you stipulate otherwise, the Minhag HaMedina can determine what responsibilities you have in the Chatzer. One more? I saw another hand up. Yes, Yehuda.
Based on this for the Yad Ramah, why would our parak be going from Rachakas Nezikin to Achiv Shufas and then the second parak all the way back to Rachakas Nezikin?
It's a good question, but the answer might be that our parak is talking about chotzer. Start with shutim in a chotzer. So first we talk about dinim in a chotzer. And then we talk about hachakas nezokin in the second parak. So it happens to be, it turns out that some of the dinim of chotzer are hachakas nezokin, some of them are dine shutim, and then we're gonna pedal back to nezokin in the second parak. Maybe chotzer is what unites the mishnayos in the first parak. Ephraim.
What's to say the driving force of Isser Mazik is when you go into someone's property? We have many principles in Ezekiel, such as the Hezek of Eish, and more local Harzat to Giri Didei, tell us that you could be Mazik from your property into someone else's.
No, but Giri Didei is all about going into someone else's property. If I shoot an arrow, it's going into your property. That's the whole idea. Rabbi Yossi holds that even though normally Ala Nizik Laharchik Asatsmo, but Ala Mazik Laharchik Asatsmo, but Giri Didei, because that's not, he's not in his own property, he's in Yenim's property. And that's the whole point. Eish, the chiyuv of Eish is that you can't light the Eish in your Rishus, because Eish is an incredible mazik that it can move. Right? Some of the Amorim say Eish Mishum Chitzav, right? What does that mean? Same idea. That Eish is a mazik that goes into someone else's property. That's why we call it a mazik. Yeah, and that's why you have one more. Sure.
You know, if you hold Hezekiah as a Nizkeh Gov, then how would that work with the Shash? Because then it's like, it's legit. Like, Hezekiah.
So if it's nizkagof, it sounds like you're... it sounds like you're going to the other one's property. I know we have to see. The Ramban is a lashon like that. We're going to see mitzvah shem. Ramban calls Hezekiah nizke haguf. Even if it's nizke haguf, I know, maybe talk if it's nizke haguf. It is a hachakas nizakim. We'll see. Mitzvah shem, we'll see. We'll look at the Ramban. I think that's the next makaros. I mean, yes, it is the next month. Right, so we have to see the Ramban and look at that Lashon. The Rosh might argue with the Ramban. We'll see what the Rishonim say. Okay. Some of you were troubled when I said that maybe the Shutim are not called Mazikim. They're not called Mazikim because the Mishtamish B'Shalo, he's just minding his own business, so he's not a Mazik. So the Chiyah Kosel has to be Medina Shufin, it's not a Chakas Nezakin. So you're looking at me like, where does that come from? So he's Mishtamish B'Shalo, what's... So I want to show you this one Rishon that some of the Mechabim want to suggest that he Mamish says this voice. It's implied in his statement, this idea that if you're mishtamish b'shalo, you're not a mazik. And that's, of course, the comment that the Mordechai has at the beginning of the Torah. The Mordechai in Siman Tov Ayin Aleph quotes from the Ravon. Tov Ayin Aleph, he quotes a story. Right? He tells a story. Maisa b'ruven shebon aliyah b'chatzeru, posach lo chalonos b'chatzeru, b'chatzeru sh'ruven mapsik yosem idal ramas b'chatzeru shel shimon. So Reuven opened the chalon to the chotzer chaver, the chotzer of Shimon. And there's more than dalar amas between his chotzer and Shimon. Vini Shimon kovel olav machma says agreed lamotzi Shimon leitzdanu emine. Shimon can't hide from him. He doesn't. He's complaining. So zokta Mordechai va'ata kaimalon kemoshe pasak Rabbeinu Chanan lehezek riyishmei hezek. We paskin hezek riyishmei hezek. So what's the din? That's what he wants to figure out. So what does he say? Ata nira the lekam ad the polig ad the abaya the amar beis batim the mi beis sidir shes arabim the zel semakal chatzigago etc. Afilu shes arabim mafsik. But you would think, well, if the shes arabim is mafsik between Reuven and Shimon, so he doesn't have a responsibility. One has a responsibility to create a makkah to protect from Hezekiah from his threat. No, but there's the shes arabim mafsik. He says no. See from the Gemara that even if the Rishus Rabbim is mapsik, the Rishus Rabbim is separating between the Rishus, there is a chiyuv to be marchik. So what does he say? Skipping down a little bit. Ravon Kosav, in yesh mokom mecha b'chatzera shel Shimon sheyochol leitzdanei Hashem, eino yochol limchos. Ravon says that if he has a place in his chotzer that he can hide, can do his tashmish and stew him there, then he can't be mocha. Can't be mocha. This is what I was referring to before. The Ravon seems to be assuming that even if he's going to lose part of his property, he won't feel comfortable to use all of his property. As long as he has a part in his property to use, that's okay. That's not called a hezekria. That's not enough to demand payment. If he can see everywhere there into his chotzer, but if there's no place where Shimon can hide from Reuven, even if there are multiple chatzeros that are mafsikos between Reuven and Shimon, between the two properties, he can be kovel. He can demand that he creates some kind of separation. He can't build the chalon. He has to make a coastal, whatever. He has to separate in a way that there will be no Hezekria. It's clear that he assumes that even if there's a Hefzik, it doesn't matter. Hezekria Shmei Hezek, Pshuluk HaMashmal, is a function of whether you're being Mazik, right? If you can see onto the Rishos of your friend, then you're being Mazik him, and you have to be Machik appropriately. That's what the Ravon says. The Mordechai is troubled with a few things. We're not going to focus on the other issues to whether he can be mitzdaneh. Can he hide in one small area? That we'll leave out. We'll leave that for another time. But Zokta Mordechai, where are we? The Klotz Mora, where is this? Ani motzasi b'tosefta de Rabbi Meir Omar lo yiftach adam pesach agabi pesach chavero perish keneged pischo shel chavero v'chalon agabi chalon shel chavero. You can't open up a pesach neged pesach, a chalon keneged chalon, because you'll be mazikim. V'chachamim matirin uvelvad sheyarcheg dalad amas. The chachamim matir uvelvad sheyarcheg dalad amas. As long as you marcheg dalad amas, even pesach keneged pesach is fine. Well, what does that mean? The Chachamim say, as long as you're marchek dal ramas, it sounds like you can see into his rishus. Upirish Mori. The Rebbe explained like this. Upirish Mori. The Hadis Sagile b'dal ramas hanukah shabone besoch shalo dal ramas. Upirish Mori. The Mordechai's Rebbe explains that Sagile b'dal ramas, if you're bone besoch shalo dal ramas, if you enter into your reshus, you pull away from the meitzar, from the boundary dalad amas. Aval keshabona ala meitzar, shayach hezekriya afilu beharchok atuva. If you're building the chalon, building the bayis with the chalon on the border, zok the Mordechai's Rebbe, as long as you can see in, there's going to be a problem. If you're konis latok shalo, if you pull away from the border dalad amas, so then it's okay. That's what the Chacham are saying. The matir ulvad sheyarchek dalad amas. There's a pesach keneged pesach, chalon keneged chalon. The Chacham say it's no problem, as long as you marchek dalad amas from the meitzah. But if you're on the meitzah, if you're on the boundary, there's no dalad amas between you and the meitzah. So then there's hezekriya afilu b'harchok atuva. Even if you're very far away, and the chatzeros that are mapsikos, and it's going to be a problem. That's what the Rebbe says. What does this mean? What's the Mordechai's Rebbe saying? But Ikaron, he agrees with the Ravon. He says that even if there are chatzeros mafsikos beino levein chavero, as long as you can see into the rishus of your friend, so there's hezekriya. If hezekriya is shmei hezek, then of course you have to be marchek. But he has this strange idea that if you're marchek dalad amas in the meitzer, if you're four amas away from the edge of the property, then it's okay. Right, then it's okay. Then you don't have to create harchokas. You can have the chalon there. Even though you can see into the rishus of your friend, you can have the window there. Oh, I don't understand. If hezekriya is shmei hezek, so how can I have the window there? Just because I'm konis l'tor shali, I'm in my own property, dalad amas in my own property, suddenly I can have the window, even though I'm going to see into the property of my friend? How can that be? So that's what the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch was troubled by. Beis Yosef on the tour, I should say. The Beis Yosef, this is on page 2 of the handout. Beis Yosef, Kosev b'Mordechai. Well, let's take the second Ramah. So the Kosev Odim, Roa b'chatzah chavero, afilu kama chatzeros, mafsikos yochol limchos. If you can see into chatzah chavero, even if there are many chatzeros that are mafsikos, you have Rishus HaRavim that's mafsik, or the chatzeros that are mafsik, it doesn't matter. Hezek or Yishmei Hezek, you're looking into the Rishus of your friend, that's a Hezek, so you have to be marchek. The Kosav Od, Zok the Beis Yosef, the Mordechai writes further, Piresh Mori, the Bekones Besoch Shalo, Sagi Barachogas Dalad Amis. The Mordechai's Rebbe says, the Bekones Latok Shalo, if you're not on the Meitzah, you're Dalad Amis away from the Meitzah, so then Harachogas Dalad Amis is enough. You don't have to be Machik anymore. Klomer, Avobisha Mezika Bereiah, even if you're Mazik, the person with Reiah, there's no problem. No problem, as long as your konis l'tok shalo dalad amas, the harchokas dalad amas is sufficient. V'dover teimahu, says the Beis Yosef. It's a pele! The Mordechai's Rebbe is a pele! What, because I'm marchek dalad amas? There could be 100 amas between me and the rishus of the other guy. If I'm on the meitzer, it's a problem. If I'm marchek just dalad amas more, it's no problem. My nishtana. The pele. But just another dalad amas is fine. What's going on over here? And Taka all the Rishonim seem to disagree. The Dake Moshe writes, this is on page 3, a little bit later in the Torah. The Dake Moshe writes, Mikamakam l'kuliyama shamina minei. Everyone says that if Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, so then if you look onto your friend's field and you're going to be mazikim with the riyah, of course you have to be marachik, even if there are many chaseros that are mafsik. So what the things are mafsik? The reality is, if you're looking into him, then hezek riyashmei hezek, you got to be marachik. What's the Mordechai's Rebbe saying? What does Harchokas Dalaramas do? If I'm marachik Dalaramas from the Meitzar, then somehow that makes it better. The answer could be that if the reason why you have to build a kosel in the Chatzar HaShofen is not midin Harchokas Nezokin, it's not midin Esamazik, but rather it's midin HaShofen. So that's a special chiyuv that was said by a chatzar. That's where Chazal made the chiyuv. They made the chiyuv in the chatzar that they're midinei sorchei hachatzar. The shutfim have to contribute to the wall. Now, in the case of the chalon and the chatzar, they're not shutfim. You have a bala chalon, you have a bayis, you have a chatzar, they're not shutfim. It's just one is mazik the other. So if you can define the balach halon as a mazik, of course he has to be marchik. Ala mazik laharchik es atzmo. If the balach halon is defined as a mazik, then of course he's going to have to be marchik from the other person. No matter if there's any hefsik of a shusarav, hefsik of a chatzir, it doesn't matter. If he's defined as a mazik, so then of course he's going to have to be marchik. But if he's not going to be defined as a mazik, then there's no reason to be marchik. If the chiyuv to create the kosel, to create a harchaka in chatzar hashutfim is midine hashutfim, a special din in shutfim that Chazal instituted to provide for the tzarchei hachatzas. So that's only if people are shutfim together. So if they're shutfim together, then that dine shutf, those dine shutfim apply. All the tzarchei hachatzas have to be provided by the shutfim. But here they're not shutfim together. They have different properties. It's just one's eyes can look out into the property of the other one. So then we can't be mechayev and midin shutfim. We can only be mechayev and midin what? Midin? It's a mazik. Harchokas nezokin. Comes to Mordechai's Rebbe and says that if he's on the Meitzar, if he's not marchik dalaramas from his Meitzar, so then he's called a mazik. Because if he's not Dalet Amos away from the Meitzar, he's not Mishtamish B'Shalom, because Dalet Amos Shel Adam are Konoslo, right? A person is Tofes Dalet Amos. Anything within Dalet Amos is viewed as part of the person. So if he's on the Meitzar, then he's not only in his own Rishus, he's also outside of his Rishus. He's in the Rishus Arabim. He's in the Rishus of the Chatzar outside of his Chatzar. Right? Once he's also outside of his Rishus, then he can be defined as a mazik. Because we can't say he's mishtamish b'shalo, he's also mishtamish b'shal acherim. But if he's konis l'tal shalo, just another dalet amis, so you can't say that he's also outside of his chatzar, he's only inside of his chatzar, then he can claim I'm mishtamish b'shali. And if I'm mishtamish b'shali, I'm not a mazik. If I'm not a mazik, I have no chiyuv over here. Mitzad dinei shutfis, I don't have a chiyuv b'chal, because we're not shutfim. The only chiyuv that you can push onto me is a chiyuv midin mazik. But if he's more than dalet amos away from the meitzah, then he's mishtamish b'shalo. He can say, I'm minding my own business. I'm not, okay, I can see out, but I'm not, that's not my goal. My goal is just, I have a chalon. I want to look out from the, I want the chalon to provide light and to provide other needs for me, to provide light or to provide air or something. I don't want to look out onto you. I'm not a mazik. I'm a shtar shalei. I'm just using. I'm minding my own business. I'm doing my own thing. So if he's dalet amos away from the meitzar, then he has a taina. He has a taina to say, I'm not a mazik. How can you be mechayev me? But if he's on the meitzar, if he's not dalet amos away from the meitzar, then he can't say he's mishtar shalei. He's also outside of his meitzar. Once he's outside of his meitzar, he can be defined as a mazik. And then hachakas nezokin would obligate him. The din hachakas nezokin would obligate him to be marked from the person that he can see. You can see him. There are chatzeros mafsik. It doesn't matter what chatzeros are mafsik. Once he's defined as a mazik, then he's going to have to be marked. He's going to have to create whatever wall or separation to prevent him from seeing into the chatzer of his friend. But that's only because he has a new status over here. Right? If the only chiyuv that we could talk about is dinei shutfim, there would be no chiyuv. But if he's a mazik, so then mitzad dinei harchakas nezokin, he's going to be chayav to create some kind of a separation to protect from the other individual. Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to add a brief thought from the kashya.